It's not like I have an alternate route to work.
Or the library.
Part of the really good anthills in town.
Then they got an idea.
We need an alternate route to work.
And the library.
And to the really good anthills in town.
Well, that settles it. We'll build a new path that doesn't cross Gruffy's property.
The animals went right to work. After a while, Gruffy Bear came by.
Hey guys, what's going on? Whoa, there's a cut that was only measured once.
Actually, this goes there.
Wow, that's perfect. Looks like you're making a beauty of a path.
Thanks, Gruffy.
Why are you doing all this?
Well, nothing against your fine toll road.
It's your property, fair and square.
But this one isn't on your property, so we won't have to pay tolls anymore.
Fair and square.
It's usable now, but the landscaping doesn't go until tomorrow.
Landscaping? My path doesn't have any landscaping.
Yeah.
We figured we might as well, with all the money we'll be saving on tolls.
I don't suppose you'd let me use this new path once in a while. You know, for a change of scenery.
Don't be silly, Gruffy. Of course you can use it. We're making it for everyone.
I don't have to pay a toll?
No way. That's not what this path is about.
Sweet.
The next day, Gruffy sat in his toll booth. It was very quiet. In fact, the whole day passed and no one came by.
At least I got some quality alone time. Ah, what a lovely breeze we've had today.
The day after that, there wasn't even a breeze.
Wow, not even the wind wants to use my path. Oh well, I guess there's no point in sitting around out here. Might as well be up on my porch where it's more comfortable. Ugh, that stool's killing my back.
Gruffy got out his tools and took down his toll booth.
Well, it was fun while it lasted.